This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday it will let stand a Ninth Circuit decision and will not hear a challenge to the death panels in Obamacare. However, the National Right to Life Committee has been an advocate of the legislative repeal of the Independent Payment Advisory Board. After Democrats were trounced in places like Texas last November, a new survey begins to explain away Democrat reliance on Hispanic millennials. This group, it turns out, is far more pro-life than their white counterparts. By a nearly 10% margin, Hispanic millennials say they believe abortion should be illegal in most or all cases. Furthermore, more than a quarter of these said abortion was a critical issue to them, the largest percentage of all ethnicities. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit HealingTheCulture.com. Indiana's new Religious Freedom Restoration Act is being probed and attacked with a wide range of assertions, many of which are very questionable. Supporters of the bill say that, from a pro-life perspective, the bill offers certain protections from being forced by state law to support abortion, and that religious freedom is much more than a license to escape government decisions or popular trends. It protects people when political winds change, especially when political winds change radically. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.